The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Down in the DM, we're breaking down one of the biggest. We're talking about our girl Cassie. Sassy Cassie is who we're calling. She's a little anxious to get this Down in the DM done. There's two things we're addressing in this breakdown. Number one.
She's rude as hell.
No, automatic. That's not where we're addressing. Number one, if somebody tells you they don't want to be with you, but you're still in love with them, why is it so hard sometimes to let it go? Number two, jealousy is never a good thing. So those are the two things that we're really tackling inside today's Down in the DM breakdown. Did it go down? We'll find out. Turn it up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Christmas dinner can be very hard to cook. One of the most successful, famous food companies in the world has got it covered for you. I got big food news today inside Hottest Hashtags. Friday, we made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so Merriam-Webster has released the most searched word for the year. It's gaslighting.
Oh.
Yeah, gaslighting.
I had to look it up.
Yeah. Followed by oligarch, Omicron, codify, raid, sentiment, and cancel culture. Those
cancel
are all
culture.
Words that right. I see on Twitter that I don't care too much about.
I got gaslit earlier this year. Some girl was like, you remind me of SPM or Baby Bash. And I was like, are you trying to gaslight me? You're trying to give me a backhanded compliment? Is that what that is right there?
I don't even want to talk about SPM. I'm going to move on now to food news. The guy's in jail right now for child molestation.
That's what I told her.
What'd she say?
She was like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, coach. I was like, yeah,
you're gaslighting me, girl.
You're like, thanks for comparing me to an Omicron.
You're a bad representation of cancel culture is what I told her.
That's right.
And then you codified her.
Anyway, now in food news, how does Christmas in a can sound?
Not good.
Not good, no.
Heinz
what
has
does that even mean?
The Big Soup Christmas Dinner Edition. It sold out last year, has rave reviews.
Okay.
You get two versions. The meat version has turkey breast, potatoes, carrots, parsnips, sprouts, cranberry sauce.
Okay, Dana, we don't need to hear everything in the can.
The vegan version has stuffing
There's
balls.
There's a vegan version
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, stuffing balls, vegan sausage, and holiday vegetables. And you can buy it at Heinz.com. It sold out last year. Automatic. I can't cook this year. What do you say? Christmas in a can.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm not eating Christmas in a can. I will order something. I will go to someone's house. I promise you I'm never going to eat Christmas in a can.
I love what they're doing here. And it's for you. Some people may be going through certain situations where you got to eat Christmas in a can.
Yes.
So if you find yourself there, just know that there's an upside.
That life is right
no,
now.
It's going to get better, though. It's going to get better, though. You have Christmas
Are
in a can.
Are you gaslighting people? Do you talk about what you're doing?
No, I'm trying to codify them.
But I agree with you, Ann. It's definitely going to get better. National Day.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Bartenders Day.
Hey.
Yes. Shout out to those guys.
Holiday season. I know you're really busy out there. Tip your bartenders well.
Since Please. My wife won't be cooking for Christmas, I might go see one.
Have you guys ever worn a sweater vest? It's National Sweater
no,
Vest Day.
So.
Yeah, I wore sweater vests.
Nice. What exactly is a sweater? Is that like the
it's
V-neck
a vest
thing?
In a sweater.
Yeah, simple. Yeah, yes. I've never worn one, though.
I think I've probably worn one. I mean, I'm white. You know, it's almost like it's like part
I
of my DNA.
Said it, but I didn't want to get canceled. You know about that cancel culture.
I'm not saying it to be mean.
It's also National Fritters Day.
Sorry.
It's also National Fritters Day. But let's wrap it up on National Mutt Day.
Hey,
shout out to all the dogs out there.
Shout out to puppies out there. People that adopt pets. Anthony, your dog Metro has been with you how many years now?
We're going on like a solid 5 or 6. He's a
he's a
pound
mutt. You don't know how old he is.
Yeah, you know.
When's his birthday?
August ish.
Do you think at some point the word mutt will be seen as discriminatory towards dogs?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you can't gaslight a mutt, right?
Your language is offensive.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down one of the biggest Down in the DMs we've done in the past couple of weeks. Let me remind you who we're talking about. Cassie is very upset because her man, the father of her child, Julian, he is messaging other women on Instagram, specifically one woman.
He's on Instagram talking to some named Trisha.
What do you know about it?
I don't know if they've really gone for it, but that's why I had to call y'all so we can find out.
And let's play part of that Down in the DM before we find out if it went down.
How long have you and Julian been together?
Coming up on a year. Look, are we done with the questions? Because we got to get this call going or he is not going to be able to answer the phone.
You've only been with the man for a year and you guys already have a kid?
Yes, and a year's a long time, bro.
Sassy Cassie, phone lines are blowing up on this one. Before we reveal what happened, go ahead.
You got a nickname now?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Mama.
I'm calling because I had a problem with that down in the DM today. And I need to let these callers know, if they seek out my team for help, that they need to be respectful, keep their mouth closed, and let you guys run the show so that you guys, so that they can get the outcome. All of that sassy, get to it, it sounds like, first and foremost, you a little insecure.
Turns out that caller is correct. Cassie was already told by Julian that things weren't going to work out. So here's how that down in a DM played out.
Who's this Trisha? Around with her?
Yeah, I am. So?
So? What the hell? What about us, our family?
What? There's no us. You're nuts.
And what about JJ? You're just going to walk away from your son?
Yeah, I'm not walking away from anyone but you. Stay the away from me.
Ah, you can tell he doesn't want to be with her, dude.
And she's just not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you've been on hold for a minute. Caller 4, what do you think?
Oh, Dana, this is Jackie. I got to agree with the guys on this one. It sounds like he's already told her, like, I'm good, and she's just won't let it go.
Mm. Okay, so you think she's just hanging on, and she's one of those girls that just wants to keep going with the relationship when the other person is done.
Yep, and I've learned from, you know, my past relationship. I'm 34 years old with 2 kids. Girls, stop being desperate. They don't want you. Walk away.
Ooh. Okay, there you go. That's right. Because you're better off alone anyway than being with somebody who doesn't appreciate you.
Yep, just like Lizzo. I put the sing in single.
Oh, man.
We're doing the damn thing. Like, there's somebody out there for everybody. If it ain't him, walk away.
I agree with her 100%. But I have stayed in relationships where somebody was not being faithful, even though people around me were telling me, "You, everybody's been a dummy." But you should learn that lesson. Don't be a dummy forever. If he's telling you, I don't want to be with you, it's time to move on.
9 times out of 10, when somebody's telling you that you're being cheated on, they're probably
telling you the truth.
Yeah, they're probably, lying does happen, but also, I mean, it's not that often.
It's also hard when someone tells you they don't want you and you love them and you keep trying to hang on. It's, you know, it's like, let's make this work.
I am.
Whether you like it or not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
From Kim Kardashian's new relationship with a hip-hop icon to Rihanna facing a $1 million fine. I got all the scoop today. It's the best gossip, The Daily Dirt, brought to you by State Farm. Celebrity birthdays, Ant.
We got YouTube star Destroying celebrating his birthday. Aaron Rodgers, Charlie Puth, and Britney Spears, along with Nelly Furtado, celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so I'm just going to talk about Kim Kardashian teaming up with Snoop Dogg, his wife, and their entire family for Skims. They're the new face for their pajama line. And they look beautiful and gorgeous and cute. It's like the plaid PJs for Christmas.
If there's a world record for endorsements, I think Snoop smashed that thing a long time ago.
Gosh, I can't even imagine what kind of money this pays. Now we're going to switch gears and talk about one of my favorite actors in the world, John Leguizamo. We got a chance to talk to him about his new character as the Scrooge in Violent Night. Automatic, you asked him.
Did you get to fight Santa Claus?
You know, I never thought in my whole life I was going to be fighting Santa Claus mano a mano. I mean, it's UFC style, Santa Claus and I fight.
Oh,
but luckily, I had one of the best stunt coordinators in the world, David Leitch, who directed me in John Wick 1. He coordinated Matrix and 300. I got there an extra month early, trained every day. So I had 50 moves in the last fight. The next day, I could not get out of bed without assistance.
Violent Night is in theaters tonight, and you can listen to our very in-depth conversation on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. I did ask him about standing up for Latinos and risking his own career. This is a really good conversation. Go listen. All right, I'm shifting gears now. Rihanna is paying a fine of $1 million. A lawsuit filed in California by multiple people in different cities claim that Savage X Fenty was defrauding them by enrolling them in these VIP clubs without their consent. A lot of this money is just going back, obviously, to compensate the people for losing their money.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, it's the worst news we've heard about Rihanna.
She's going to have to work.
She is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're listening to The Dana Cortez Show, which is a nationally syndicated show led by the first Latina to ever have a morning syndicated show. So to say that we are feminist allies, myself, Anthony A, and DJ Automatic.
You're setting this up really good.
It's an understatement. statement.
It is. Right? I mean, we are allies.
We walk one with the feminists. We are feminists ourselves and allies, right?
And I've been saying that for a long
time.
And
Dana Cortez today gave us permission before she left the studio to say, tell these broads what you like. Right? So you dames and you ladies across who are listening to this right now.
I'm pretty sure that's not the way she said it,
you know what? That's what I heard. I'll two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we're going to get to it, all right? I gave her a warning. I was like, you know what? This topic is going to sound a little misogynistic. But she wants us to recap our Down in the DM breakdown, which we do every Friday, where we take the biggest Down in the DM from the week and we discuss the ins and outs of it and we let you give your feedback as well too. Please at Dana Cortez Show on all digital streaming platforms if you want to hear that podcast. But it got us to talking about our turnoffs and what we don't like as men.
Yes.
And what we can do to tell you ladies how to act better. I think that's what she said to do.
Pretty much. I mean,
so my number
how one, you guys can keep a man? Was that what? I was just kidding.
They don't cook at home anymore. So that's why they ain't got no men.
I still got mine cooking.
Yeah, dude.
This being misogynistic isn't that hard for me. It's not a stretch.
Dude. Oh, man. Which reminds me, I like my ladies flexible. All right. So, ladies, number one, biggest turn off, you're not flexible. You ain't from me.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? We can't go to hot yoga together. I ain't with it. All right. Number two, fake intentions. I don't like that at all.
Ooh.
All right. Look, I'm open right now. This point in my life, I don't want a kid. And if you say you don't want a kid, but deep down you start talking about your family and how you can envision this and envision that, I'm like,
And then she hits you 2 years later with, when are we going to have a kid?
Yeah, dude, I don't like that, dude. I don't like that at all. And the last one is no friends. You ain't got no homies. You don't got no friends of your own.
Oh.
For me, that's big, bro. Like, I can't, you know, I can't be the...
You can't send her go away from you.
Exactly.
Go hang out with your friends.
DJ Automatic. You know,
I don't know if I want to do mine. I feel like I've already kind of dug my own grave here.
I know that's right.
You know what, dude? It'd be best not to do that with your wife outside the studio right now.
Nah. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.